Hi, I'm Roisin. I'm here with Anna at Excited, interviewing Professor Bree McCrath. So, would you mind telling us a bit about yourself and why you are here?
Well, good morning. Your name is Roisin? Yeah. And Anna.
Yeah.
Good morning, Roisin and Anna. Yes, I'm president of Dublin City University, so we're the host for this event this morning for the Digital Champions. That's one reason I'm here. The other reason I'm here, I've just got a big interest in STEM education, and I'll always support any major events that are happening. But also, I suppose, the fact that it's David Putnam's last event as Ireland's Digital Champion. I also wanted to see the fantastic projects and, of course, to meet you guys. So lots of reasons for being here this morning.
So in your opinion, how important are events like this?
They're exceedingly important because it gives a chance for young people to show their creativity, their ability. It also gives them a target to work towards. And you can see all the work that's been invested in this by the students, and then, I suppose, the opportunity to tell their story. And we know the broader learning experience that students get from this, all the skills of communications and leadership, team working, all the things that are important. So events like this are always important, whether it be SciFest, Coolest Projects, BT Young Scientists. All of these events are really important, and you can feel the excitement and energy in the room in there, so it proves it's working.
Since you are the chair of review of STEM educators, would you mind telling us about what this involved and what are the outcomes?
What we did was, the Minister for Education and Skills asked us to review the quality of STEM education in Ireland and other issues around the numbers coming through and so on. So it was really looking at both primary level education and secondary level education and seeing what are the good things that are happening, what are the things that could be better, and how can we make Ireland a fantastic place for young people to learn all about STEM. So it was a very broad brief. So we worked for about 18 months. And we looked at all levels, we looked at all issues about preparation of teachers, support for teachers, new curriculum, new methodologies, what digital technology is doing, engagement with STEM, all of these things. And we made 47 recommendations. The minister launched the report last November. What was very exciting is he said on day one, 21 of those recommendations he's immediately putting into action. And for example, let me tell you two of those that might excite you. One is computer science and coding will be a leaving cert subject from next year, 2018. And secondly, as part of the assessment of people, young people at school, participation in things like Coolest Projects, Kota Dojo, BT Young Scientists will now be part of the assessment. They'll be included and considered. That's a big step forward. And for two young ladies like yourself, a third thing you'll really like, they're going to tackle the gender imbalance in STEM. So, and this is something I'm very passionate about because there are fewer than 25% of all workers in STEM careers in Ireland are female, and we want to change that because there's so much talent we're not benefiting from. Okay.
That's absolutely brilliant. So you're the chair of the review of STEM Educator and the chair on the chair of the Science Fest and on the board of Kota Dojo Coolest Projects. What was it about these that made you get so involved?
Well, number one, as I said, I have a passion for STEM education because it really brings out a whole range of creativities and abilities in young people. Also, the future of employment is going to be so dependent on science and technology. We know that. But I suppose the most important thing is that we know that the best learning experiences are what we call experiential learning. That means learning by experience, learning by doing. So these are all problem-based learning, project-based learning, inquiry-based learning. And every time I go, if you want a boost of energy at the start of a year, go to January RDS BT Young Scientists. You can feel all the energy. So there's something special about all of these things. So that's why when SciFest was started and I was asked to be chair of that, I said I would, and I've been there since the very beginning. It's a fantastic competition for kids all around the country to participate in project-based, problem-based learning. Similarly, Coolest Projects is an offshoot of Kota Dojo. In a few weeks' time, we'll have 600 students in the RDS showing what they can do with digital technology. Again, amazing creativity. So, look, I'm passionate about education and what it does for young people, and I think that those sort of events and those sort of experiential learning initiatives just are hugely impactful, and that's why I support them.
As someone involved in third level education, what advice would you give us as teenagers?
Well, the first advice I give all teenagers, and I get asked this question an awful lot, is number one, follow what you enjoy, follow your passion. You will never flourish or thrive at something that you don't like doing. So whatever excites you, that should guide some of your thinking around your future career. But the other thing I say as well, you're smart, you're intelligent, look at how the world is changing and try to match those things, that the global trends like digital technology, like data analytics, coding, all of this, and know that that's where the world is going. And if you can find the intersection of your interests with that, that's the sweet spot. That's where you should be going. But really, it's the fundamental thing is enjoy your education, enjoy your learning, and keep your mind open to new ideas all the time.
Okay, thank you.